show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Weepy. The Weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the memes. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I takes no bullshit from nobody. Actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy to digest chunks for you. Today will not be any different. Today, I'm going to be talking about how I'm caught in the middle and how many people like me are. And by many people like me, I'm talking about people who support Trump, who are conservative, who are libertarian, who happen to be people of color. And I have, you know, for the longest time, I didn't experience racism from the traditional, supposed traditional areas, i.e. white supremacy. But recently it has been happening. And I've noticed something funny. I've noticed something that it's very similar to the racism I experienced from the left. From people who supposedly say that they are progressive, that they care about protecting different groups of people. The only difference is when it comes to racism coming from the right or the far right, to be more specific. Honestly, personally, I don't think they are conservative or right-leaning in reality. I just believe that there are leftists that have clinged to a certain to the right, thinking that it's going to get them to where they want in the whole ethnic-centric idea. But I'll get into that. Like, I've spoken about this on the show before many times on, you know, when I've come out the closet as someone that supports Trump, that supports right-leaning ideals, right-leaning ideas, like I'm for building the wall, because every country has to defend itself. I am for, let me say hi to people first. I got Dougie. What's up, Dougie? We got Ashley. We got Jake. We got Krista. Gambino. What's up, Gambino? We got Chris Medina. What's up, Chris? We got Shenanigans. What's up, Shenanigans? We got Dave Hodge. What's up, Dave Hodge? We got Rev Ronald. French. Yep. And what's up, everybody that is listening out there in radio and internet land? So anyways, getting back to my point, I've always spoke about on this show how I was always, you know, called a spick, called a nigger, called all these words when they find out I don't support the allowed political ideas. You know, that is basically what I am, you know, I get told this. And this is common to people like me. There's another TikToker, I forgot her name, that she speaks about how, you know, they get told racist things. We got Ambient Hex. What's up, Ambient Hex? In the chat room. So, I mean, look, I ad nauseum, I've spoken about this. You can listen to my past shows where I talk about it. I've told stories how I got in the comedy community. And the reason why I'm bringing this up now is because now I'm experiencing it from the right. It's like, huh. And more specifically on a site called BitChute. But the thing is, they think they're being edgy when they do this. But the thing is, I'm edgy. I say edgy jokes all the time. The only difference is you see my face, you hear my voice, you know what I look like, and you hear the words coming out of my mouth when I say it. You know, that's the only difference. They hide behind the anonymity. They use they'll hide behind avatars. They'll hide behind fake names and stuff. You can't see their face. Yet they're like snipers. They're like cowardly ass snipers. They'll just shoot, and they have weak arguments as well, like leftists. Like, and specifically, the specific groups I'm talking about are like the Christian identity cucks. And I do mean cucks because the way they act is very cuckoldish. I mean, they act like they're in a marriage where their wife is cheating on them with someone who is better than them. And they know that it's someone better than them. And it hurts them. They feel pain, but they're too fucking cowardly and too fucking lazy to improve their own position in life, to make themselves a better version of themselves. So what they do, they form these little groups, and instead of building each other up to become a better version of themselves, like the Proud Boys do, they go on like, we're gonna go march. We're gonna do some racist shit, and we're gonna act like we're doing some good. We're gonna reclaim America. Okay. All right. I mean, whatever. I mean, what good is that gonna do? We're gonna go out and sloganeer. Whoa, we're just gonna say words that are going to piss people off. We got, oh, thanks for the like. Whoever gave me the like, thank you. You know, but in fact, let me read some of these comments because I even actually spoke about it. I had to make a bit shoot commenting on it. But I mean, it's like really funny how similar they are to the left. And it's almost like they're not really conservative. They can't be real conservatives. They're just a bunch of leftists that think that, oh, Donald Trump is just for us white people. Wrong. Way to go, stupid. So, hold on. Let me find the bit shoot. Because I posted a joke, you know, some of you probably already seen the joke that I posted about why there's no Latino Lives Matter. So I get, let's read some of these comments. Some people really took this fucking personal. This dude called Shiner 65 again, hiding behind a fucking an anonymous avatar because he's such a brave white man. He's a brave white man. Chanclas, yes, Chanclas, ambient hot hex, yes, that Chanclas. The Chanclas joke, yes. He goes, sir, he goes, bullshit. You wetbacks are more than half the riders. You are going to be deported for this. Your free ride from the white man is almost over. I'm like, damn. He got all that from all that. He got all that from that from a joke. Sir, I respond, sir, I'm an American citizen, born here, and I am not on welfare like your mother. I mean, she has a pussy. She can make a good living sucking dick on the corner. I bet your wife diddles herself to BBC. Big black cock. You are not an American. You are a wetback who sponges off of white people. Even if you pay taxes. First of all, here's the thing with these people. I mean, and honestly, I don't consider them right. I don't consider them on, you know, the same side as me politically. I don't think we ideologically we agree on anything. I am not for racial segregation. I mean, but then again, Latino culture is very compatible with American culture. Inherently compatible with Latino culture. We got, he sees a threat because obviously there was someone that was better than him that happened to have the same color skin as me or come from a Latin culture or something, and he couldn't compete, and that's his fault, not mine. That is because we, you know, the market said, hey, you suck. you're not doing the job correctly. And apparently the free market is free market forces affected his wife. And she cucked him. She cheated on him probably. Because that's the only way a man gets this angry at a group of people. Is like, you got cucked. You got cucked by one of my brothers, one of my cousins. He gave her, your wife, the dicking that she deserved. She was finally fulfilled within her womb. How she's always wanted to be fulfilled, that you couldn't fulfill her, and you saw it, you caught it, and you heard noises coming from her that you can never make her have, and you can't deal with the pain. And sorry, dude, go to a urologist, fix your shit, but don't get mad at me making the joke. He goes, you're not American. You are a wetback who sponges off the white man. Even if you pay taxes, some other wetback takes double what you pay. Overall, you wetbacks do nothing but take from white people. Go back to where you belong before we deport your fat, lazy, worthless ass. Dude, I work. lazy. I may be fat, but I'm not lazy. I go, like, honestly, and then I start playing to their fears. See, that's the thing. That's how you deal with these. That's how you deal with these motherfuckers that like to come all anonymous and shit and start talking like this. You go after their fears. Their fear is that they're going to be bred out. Their fear is that they are that the white race is going to go extinct. That's how you get them to shut the fuck up. So I go, wow, the white fragility is strong with this one. We are going to take over and overtake you. Your women will be ours by their choice. White people will be extinct. Your birth rate is dropping, LOL. loser. And he didn't respond to that. But the reason why I bring this up is because, like, you know, a person like me. Oh, wow. I got shut down. What the shit? What the hell? What happened? Anyways, I guess I got shut down on the live stream. I got shut down on my live stream, but you know, it's, but the thing is, a person like me, you know, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because we are told racist shit when we support Trump. We are told racist, like, from both sides. We're told racist shit for even existing. This is why I personally, I don't have any loyalty to any group. I don't have a loyalty to white people. I don't have an allegiance to blacks. I don't. I can't. So when I criticize a group, I criticize them based on either personal experience I've had with them. And, you know, I've you know, personal experience I've had with them, or basically mostly personal experience that I've had with them. So, what's going on? What happened? I verify for connect. Yeah, they were connected. What's going on? All right. Okay. I don't know. I got knocked off my live stream for some reason. I don't know what happened. Probably because I was using racial slurs. They got overly sensitive because these fucking bots, they don't know. They don't fucking understand nuance. They don't understand the context in which I'm using these fucking words. Like, honestly, you know, I am really tired of the fucking, how fucking sensitive. Like, I could take a fucking ethnic slur. It's just that I just, what I can't take is the fucking hypocrisy. I can't understand the fucking hypocrisy. But no, I could be called the N-word. I could be called the S-word. I could be called all this and not get upset. It's the fucking blatant fucking hypocrisy. That's where the fucking annoys me. Like, where the fuck is my home? Politically, where is my home? I mean, I could eke out my own home. I can eke out what's going on. You know, I can't go back on. What's going on? Did I get knocked out? One more time, again and again. So I don't know what's going on. I think I got knocked out. I think by Lula. Lula TV knocked me out. What's going on? Oh, what's going on? So, hey, I don't know what's going on. Oh, okay, I'm back on. I am back on. Hey, okay. So, like, honestly, I really, when it comes to big tech, I am really tired of all this. All this oversensitivity. Thank God I have this fucking rolling on the podcast side. See, I'm streaming. I am simulcasting this show on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Get people watching. Hey, I got two people. Hey, how you guys doing? I got knocked off for some reason, I guess, because I was reading stuff. All right. So, no, but now, like, you know, either side, you know, I, you know, this is why I say we can't be part of any fucking group, is because we get attacked by both sides. I posted a video about Vanessa Guillen, who was murdered by a black man. And I was making the point where, hey, if I was to mention that, say he was murdered by, you're racist, just for stating fact. That's how stupid this shit is. Just for stating fact. But no, you got to stay quiet. Why? Why? Because your movement can't sustain a blemish such as murdering a Latina. You're afraid that they'll use that to point it out? Good. Fucking work harder. How's about you fucking fix your community, your community's racism towards other groups of people before you start complaining about how people are racist towards you? And then here's the fucking silly thing. This is the whole demonic aspect of it. And by that, I mean the best trick the devil has ever pulled was to convince people he didn't exist. And this is the best trick BLM has done, is to convince everyone that they're not being racist. And to criticize them is racism. If that is not demonic, I don't know what is. And I'm able to criticize both sides. We got Frank BG97, what's up? We got Giovanna. How you doing, Giovanna? Like, I don't know what is. If that ain't racism, I don't know what it is. But then I go on bitch you. I post a joke, and you have these cowards. They are cowards. Everyone that's a fucking racist, no matter whether you're on the left or whenever you're on the right, you're a fucking coward. Because most of the time they can't show their faces. Most of the time they can't stand by their words. Me, at the very least, personally, I stand by everything I say. I show my face. You hear my voice. You could confront me. I will defend every syllable I have said. You can't call me racist. I don't hate based on color. I hate by the contents of your character. Ah, I had a dream that one day little black boys and little white girls will hate each other by the content of their character. So, that's the shit that fucking annoys me. Like, and these motherfuckers, they hide. They hide and they think they're accomplishing something. I know I'm bouncing back and forth, but let me go back to these, for lack of a better term, these far right faggots. Oh, that's probably going to get me fucking jumped out. Not jumped, but fucking kicked off for saying that word. These far right fools. You know, they'll have the fake avatars. They won't show their face. They won't post nothing. But they'll just comment. And they think they accomplished something. They think they're discouraging something. Oh, well, if we call him the N-word, if we call him a wet, you know, enough, he'll go away. No. I'm like my president. I will double down. I will freaking tell you, say about yourself. I will tell you the truth. We got Shenanigans back in. What's up, Shenanigans? Shenanigans. She just joined. Oh, man, I got the hiccups. So, actually, hold on. Let me play this. I posted this on BitChute. It's an open message to the white supremacists on BitChute.
This video is to the actual whatever fucking white supremacist trolls that are on BitChute. You know, not trying to get you guys banned off here. Mm-mm. Not trying to, like, you know, do anything like that. But hey, let me respond to you motherfuckers. Because most of you motherfuckers are the biggest pussies I have ever fucking had the displeasure of coming with around. You're even bigger pussies than Antifa. Like, than the fucking leftists. Because at least when the leftist calls me a fucking spick, a nigger, and tells me to go back to Mexico, even though I'm Puerto Rican, they say it to my face. Some of the time. Most of the time, they just say they say it over social media and block me so that way I can't find out where the fuck they are. You guys have your little sock accounts. You guys have these like little fruity fucking profile pics. It's fucking hilarious, and you guys follow the same fucking script. Oh, you're greasy. You're this. You're that. It's really pussy. It is really. Well, let me read this one comment from some weeb. This fucking what you call it? What did I call his ass? Oh wait, did he fucking delete it? Oh, what a pussy! What a puss! He deleted. How you wait? I know this fucking weeb. So yeah, basically, you know, it's you know, I start responding to this idiot, and then you know, it's like it's like my question is where do I belong? Because hey, the left sure as hell don't want me. The right, well, not the far right, you know, like, I mean, look, I mean, to be fair, I did find my place politically. I found where I belong politically. It's just that, you know, it's like, you're not American. You're not acting really American. You know, this, you talking shit with. Through an anonymous account. And here's the fucking kicker. Here's the kicker that makes it even twice as more pussy. Did I get knocked out again? I got knocked out again. So this is the thing that makes it even more pussy. They're coming at me from social media sites that do not ban. They don't ban based on... They do not ban based on fucking... On content. So why are you hiding? There's absolutely nothing I can do. I can't get you banned even if I wanted to. Like, why are you so worried? Like, why are you so scared? Like, BitChute does not ban unless you fucking violate freaking copyright. Otherwise, you could have the N-word show all day, every day. All day, every day. The N-word show. It's the N-word show. N-word show. N-word show. It's the N-word show. You know, you could do that. And you're not going to get banned. Yeah, here you are with your sock accounts. And here's the, like, and the funny thing, the funniest thing is that they make threats. Oh, we're going to kick your ass. We? So, wait. So you can't even show your fucking face and you're making threats and I'm supposed to be intimidated? We hate the Jews. You're Jews. Like, shut up. Shut up. You're just mad because you're broke. You hate the Jews because you're broke. That's so fucking sad. That's so fucking sad. It really is. Like, it really comes down to jealousy. Jealousy, and then you just barnacle your asses to the right, thinking it's going to get... No, dude, you're just going to... You're still going to have to work.
you're still going to have to work hard. Like,
you know what? Disconnect. You know what? Okay. So we're going to do that. So.
Alrighty. So,
we're gonna do.
Like, I don't know what the solution is. It's just, actually, no, I do know what the solution is. You call them out on it. That's the only thing. Bad ideas, you just defeat them. It's the marketplace of free ideas. You make them look stupid. You do what I'm doing. You may just make them look stupid. Make them feel stupid. It's like, dude, what happened? One of my people fucked your wife? Is that what's wrong? What's wrong? Your wife left you for a Jewish man because he makes more money? Ha ha. Ha ha, not the master race you thought you was. Her. That's not my fault. That is not of my concern. None of my I don't care. I don't care for your concern. I don't care. I don't do this. I don't do this. So, looks like I gotta restream it from somewhere else. So, alrighty. You know what? Lula TV is acting completely gay. It is. So, let me see. Go live. All right, so we're going live on. I'm restreaming now. Just started the show. I'm just simulcasting this elsewhere. Screw it. Fuck it. We're going live. Fuck it. So. Anyways, okay, D Live, Periscope. Wait, I don't have. Do I have enough of this palaver? So. Like, where is my, like, it's just, like, if you are a brown, black, conservative, right-leaning colored person, it's a double fight. You have to fight at all directions. I mean, and honestly, you become stronger, in my opinion, you become stronger, but you constantly got to fight. You constantly got to be ready to defend your beliefs. You constantly got to defend your right to be in a certain space, to occupy a certain space. It's like, because they're not just going to be like, well, you know, we're just going to let them be. No. Because a lot of these people, they're fucking crazy. They are fucking crazy. You know, it's like, they're so worried. They're so worried. They're so scared. They're so freaking scared. They think that you're gonna. They really do believe that they're going to be fucking. What you call it? Bred out. That white, like, these white people, not all white people, but these motherfuckers that hide behind sock accounts on sites that don't ban. Like, how big of a pussy you have to be, like, not only am I going to talk shit and hide my face, like, my opinions, like, if you have to hide your face, your opinions don't mean a hell of a lot of shit. You can't stand behind your shit. You're not a man. You're obviously not a man. You're a bitch. a bitch that likes to suck it. You suck the pee-pee. You like sucking pee-pee? You suck pee-pee. Mm-hmm. So, man, I wish I could stream this on fucking, like, ugh. But, you know, we got this on Periscope. We're streaming on Periscope. Where else we're streaming? Twitch. We're on Twitch. We're on Facebook, Periscope, YouTube, DLive. I don't know where. I don't know where else. So, fuck it. So, all right, maybe it's because I got this going. All right, getting ready. Okay, let's disconnect. Maybe that's why. We're gonna connect. All right, we're just gonna try to connect this and this. All righty, we're back on TikTok for I don't know how long, but we are now stream. We're doing multiple streams. Nice. All right. Yeah, I mean it, I mean, that's the only thing I could really think of is just basically. You have to be able to defend your faith. You have to defend your ideas if you're a person of color, because you get I get challenged all the time. I get challenged, like, you know, it's like, yo, why do you believe this? Why are you this? And then, you know, especially if it's a white person, that's wrong. I'm like, you didn't let me even finish fucking explaining. And you gotta like checking somebody's privilege. I have to check leftist privilege all the time. All the time I'm checking their privilege. Making sure, hey, behave yourselves. Behave yourselves, Carl. So, what's it called? Let me fix this. Caught in the middle. Caught in the middle. Yeah. Like honest, because they're all pussies, really. I mean, the ones that believe. But if I had to choose, I think the ones that don't realize they are pieces of shit, that they are racist. The ones that believe, think that they're actually doing something. Fuck Knuckles. All right. Oops. And all right. Like the ones that believe that are fucking trying to help me. The shit that like when it comes to the left, the shit that I've spoken about this before, the shit that really irks me, and I'm like, I shouldn't be admitting this. You're voting against your own interest. Like, who the fuck are you to tell me what my interests are? Like, how do you know what my interests are? Oh, he's going to deport your people. I'm not Mexican. I am Puerto Rican. He's going to deport you. To where? Brooklyn? Where's he going to deport me to? Like, explain. Explain, please. Explain. Explain the racism, please. Explain yourself. like, oh, you're this. Like, honestly, because, and when you really dig deep, it's not because they're trying to help you then think that you're making a bad decision. They think because if you're voting for it, it's going to affect them. It's going to affect them personally. They're going to lose their right to be, have an abortion, which means they have to be fucking, they would have to be responsible with their vajayjays. They would have to be responsible for their vajazzles. Because they won't be able to get an abortion as quickly. And they, or it'll be so expensive that they can't get one. And then, oh shit, they're stuck with a kid. Don't let the fucking world fool you that it's like, oh, all these women are getting raped and they're getting pregnant by rape. No, 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 no. If by getting raped, it means they're getting drunk off of Captain Morgan and then fucking with fucking a dude that turns out ain't shit. If that's considered rape, then I would be locked up for life. I'm stupid. If not, then I would be locked up for life. If that was considered rape. We got Wuss-Wuss. What's up, Wuss-Wuss? But yeah, man. Oh wait, we got how you doing? Crazy time, isn't it? Yeah, it is. It is. We got Don. We got Donna Van Mater. We got Levin Massov. Wait a minute, you're not Mexican? No. Funny enough, I'm not. I'm not a Mexican. My people come from a small island in the Caribbean, where the wind blows in a certain direction, where the frogs are the most handsome frogs in the world, and they sing a song that goes where the ancient people used to worship that frog and called it a coqui for the sound it makes. I am a Puerto Rican. So but yeah, I mean, it's constantly got to fight, man. You constantly got to fight, you know. It's like, yeah, got to justify. You got to justify having certain beliefs. And then you ask him, so how's he racist? Oh, like I ask, how's Trump racist? Oh, come on. You don't know. Obviously, I don't know how is he racist. Explain it to me. I don't know. You need to explain. Explain yourself. So, oh man, 15 minutes left. Should I take a quick musical break? Should I take a musical break? I need a musical break. You know, sometimes you need to take a musical break. What the fuck is this? What the fuck? Did I import my downloads? No. All right. The roast beef curtains. Where is it? No, I did not. Never mind. I was gonna take a break. Take a quick break. And wow, I got knocked out again. Yo, this fucking site, yo. This fucking site keeps knocking me the fuck out. So yeah, I was trying to fuck it. I'm not even gonna bother anymore. Fuck TikTok. Fuck me trying to stream on fucking TikTok. Rock Gazanga. What's a Rock Gazanga? Alright. So. So anyways, how do I look? Because I'm on the new computer now. How do I look? How do I sound? Shit, did I just lose fucking internet? Is that what the fuck's been going on? Like, this shit's been fucking this whole day. Is that what's been going on? Motherfucker. So. Anyways. What else I got? Yeah, no, it's just, wow. Deal with racist, like racist pussies. Like real pussies. We're going to kick your ass. You're in the fucking, you got a fucking, you're not even showing your face. How am I supposed to take you seriously? We're going to, you're going to get deported. By who? That's not how immigration works. You can't just take my citizenship away. I was born here. And plus, you, what, you're going to ship me off to another fucking place? Like, are you going to deport me from Puerto Rico, too? Because that's supposedly part of America? Where am I supposed to go? No, it says restream, Dahmer. Motherfucker. Your mother, you gay son of a bitch. Wait, oops. Oh, you can hide messages from the stream. Okay, I thought it takes you. Oops. Can't post messages to some destinations. Okay. They have done that shit before. Yeah. So, Oh, it pops up. Oh, it pops up here. Okay, this is my first time using this. Oh, you can share screens? Oh, dip. Okay. We're going to share some screens. We're going to share some screens. You're going to see the bullshit I go through. We're going to share some screens. This is pretty cool for me to use. I'm gonna stream this shit. Okay, so we're gonna go to where they're talking shit. Do you want to know why there's no lack? Yeah, we know. We know. I'm tired of myself already. We're gonna share a screen. Okay. Yes. Boom. Boom. All right. And then. Shalom. Farewell. Okay. So we got this guy. Bullshit. You, Baba, are more than half the riders. You are not going to be in demand. Whatever. Ba, 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 ba. Okay. Yes, it's called the Catholic Church. Yeah, that's nice. Bro, we are the Hebrew Israelites. Look that up. The so-called blacks, Latinos, and Native Indians. We are one nation. Those red devils and are our enemies and will pay for all. Like, I got this from a fucking joke. From a like, that's the even the sad part. From a fucking joke. From a fucking joke, it caused some fucking. I'm like, and so I, you know, it's like the black Israelites, get ready. I'm like laughing my ass off. Judah has become just as corrupt and depraved as Esau. So take that. Like, you tried it. And then we're going to go here.
Yeah, this video is to the.
Whoops. We're going to go here. How's that look? Wait, how's that looking? Oh, really? It does do that. Okay, very good. Very good. So, yeah, I get some supporters. But again, all this strife based on a joke. Based on a fucking joke. Like, I wish I could be able to tell a joke. I wish I could just tell a joke. Oh, and here's what really did it. Okay, let me see. Here's what really did it. I forgot. This fat greaseball is using TikTok to tell shitty jokes. Use Facebook or YouTube for that crap. Wow, you're like, Okay, I like keep deleting. I'm not deleting your comments. Yes, you did, because I typed something. This is his fucking... Of course, he's a fucking using hentai pictures and shit. He's like using hentai. Hiding behind hentai. Some fucking white supremacist you are. Le welfare. Like, all for a joke. All for this joke.
Do you want to know why there's so many white Black Lives Matter supporters? It's because they're too cheap to actually pay reparations. Change my mind.
Oh, wait. Is that... Oh, that's how you do it. Oh, that... Like, I'm learning. I'm learning how to do shit.
Do you want to know why there's so many white Black Lives Matter supporters? It's because they're too cheap to actually pay reparations. Change my mind.
All right. So. Boom. Hey. And boom. Next at 11. Wait, can I? Do you do that? And then. Wait. Ew. Okay. Do you do this and shit? Okay. Wow, good thing I don't look at porn. Shit. Anyways, freaking messing around with this thing. Anyways, fuck it. I'm gonna end the podcast. I'm gonna continue streaming on Facebook. But yeah, that's all I really want to say. You know, it's just... Oh wait, I did have it. It's right here. Okay. I'm going to take a quick break and then I'm going to come back. If you guys want to call back, call into the show. The number is 347-927-6824. But this song is called, and this song goes out to Donna, is called Rabbi David by by the Roast Beef Curtains. That was the Roast Beef Curtains with their song Rabbi David, dedicated, long distance dedication to Donna Van Meter. Don. So we're back. Welcome back to the Crack Shop Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Basically, let's do a quick rundown. TLDR, too long didn't read. Basically, I'm personally catching racism from the left and the right. And by right, I mean the far right. I mean, I'm talking about the fringe, the crackheads, and I'm catching it from the crackheads from both sides. Not the normal crackheads, but the fringe crackheads. Everyone's a fucking crackhead. I'm just saying. I'm kidding. But I'm talking about the fringe, the ones that think that they can tell people what to do or where to go and how to live. Like, I'm talking about the ones that land on the left authoritarians and the right authoritarians, because they believe that because of the color of their skin, they have the right to tell people how to live their fucking lives. And the only way to combat that, you know, specifically as a conservative person of color, is to, when it comes to people coming at you from the right, or who supposedly are from the right, you play to their fear. And you fucking destroy them by using their own fear against them. The left, all you have to do is just become more offensive than they are until they fucking give up. That's what I do. I just get more offensive. It's like, oh, you know, like this one chick, I posted a joke saying I'm going back to college and taking up women's studies so that way I could subjugate women. And it's like, oh my God, good, you should go so you can be a human. I'm like, bibbidi bobbidi, women are property, remember your place, bitch. Like, that's it. Shut the fuck up. You're not saving the planet by fucking with your bullshit. All right, crackhead, get out of here. Beat it.
I'm not gonna block you, so that way you don't, you're gonna come at me. I'm scared of you.
Like, shut your fucking ass up. So, yeah. Anyways, like to thank everyone for listening today. And this was a learning curve because I was live streaming as well. So just figuring out certain shit so that way I can continue to live stream while I simulcast the podcast on Spreaker while I stream live on Spreaker as well. But it gets recorded as a podcast there. And yeah, man. So as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
They've got my man for sure. Express one concern, sitting in that shoe.